I would support some version of that. Maybe law and order is the first area that we should look at, although I don't know that it's the only one. The problem is this. Who really believes that the federal government is very good at running anything, much less a city? That said, it's amazing how much better the federal government would be at it than the District of Columbia itself. The problem with the District of Columbia, in my view, they have bumper stickers and posters all over the town, taxation without representation, because they don't have representatives in Congress. They have one that's not a voting member of the House. But the problem is the founders created the District of Columbia to not be a city or in a state on purpose, because it is supposed to be the federal capital. It's not an area of industry, although it is the richest community. The nine counties that surround Washington, D.C. are the richest counties in America because of the largesse that it's gained by through the lobbying and the advocacy industry. Having said that, that's part of the problem, right? That you don't really have a community, so to speak. You have a federal capital. And I do think that more of it should be under the federal government. And the law enforcement thing is, remember, when you throw in the entirety of the United States Capitol Police, which is a several hundred member force, and then they have to work cooperatively with Capital City Police and then all the rest, you really do have sort of a hodgepodge that's not very well managed and not very efficient, to say the least. And so maybe at the very least, for security purposes, we could take at least that part of it and put it under federal jurisdiction.